from wherever you are. You're listening to Red Belly Radio. Hello, and thank you for listening to Red Belly Radio. My name is Steve Heaser. Now, this episode is the third and last part of this interview, or maybe I should just call it a storytelling session, with retired Captain Dick East and Houston Ronald McDonald House co-founder Liz Kelly. In this installment, hear Dick tell about the flying of the Spirit of Hope aircraft, which is one of our planes dedicated to the Ronald McDonald House, and he also shares his story of the first visit to the original Ronald McDonald House in Philadelphia. Dick also tells a story about his last flight before retirement and some of the surprises along the way. Here you go.
And tell us about the wonderful plane.
Well, we have the Spirit of Hope airplane. And it's dedicated to Ronald McDonald House. And I got to fly it when Tim Leonard picked up at Boeing and brought it to Dallas. And I got to fly it with Frank Wright. We flew some kids to San Antonio and then back. And then we got to fly it up to Philadelphia to go to the Philadelphia Ronald McDonald House. And Frank and I took off out of Philly, and I was flying the plane. It was about, 2 years after 9/11. And we actually had clearance to fly down the beach. And the controller had given us clearance to fly. He knew what we were doing. His exact words were, "You're the only airplane in my airspace. Go wherever you want, and I'll follow you," because we wanted to fly down the beach.
And we would turn the kids.
To show the kids the beach, and that was my idea, to show the kids the beach, because it's not much to see in the air, but they all know what the beach is like. So we were S-turning down the beach, and as we S-turned down the beach, the kids were running back and forth in the back of the airplane from the left side to the right side of the airplane. And a controller came up, and he said, "Southwest, something up. You're cleared to cruise 2,000, which meant we were at 5,000. We could cruise down. We could descend downhill down to 2,000 feet, and we're going north towards Atlantic City, New Jersey." And I looked over at Frank Wright, and I said, "Frank, I don't think we need to be descending a Boeing 730 towards Atlantic City, New Jersey at this time of year, since there's no airport there." He goes, "Dick," he says, "that's a good plan. We're not going to descend." So, but we flew that flight, and there was one thing really special happened to me that day, was that night we went to the Philadelphia Ronald McDonald House. I look at Southwest Airlines employees, and I have to tell them it's one of the hardest, not hardest, but the most I've ever been honored, is walking into the original Ronald McDonald House.
Is it still an old convent?
It's an old house in Philadelphia, and it's the original Ronald McDonald House. But there is a full-size airplane on the wall, Southwest airplane on the playroom wall.
Oh.
Not a Ronald McDonald. It's a full-size Southwest airplane on the wall at the Ronald McDonald House, the original Ronald McDonald House. I just did about 3 steps backwards. And the other thing that got me was, I was going to my retirement flight, and I was supposed to have a 300. And I don't remember the number for the Spirit of Hope. I don't remember the airplane number. I still don't remember it today. But I got my release from my retirement flight, and I looked down, and it says 700, and I'm supposed to have a 300. And I go, "Yep." I said, I wonder, is it?
It was. Yeah,
it was.
We met you. We all surprised him at the New Orleans. That was right after Katrina, and everything was, we were practically the only airplane in the whole area.
Well, it was. Yeah, and so it was, about 6 months after Katrina, and I had come into the airport that morning and gone to the ticket counter to make sure they had the word that the employee, the list of guests that were coming that could get through security, and they said something about, "Yeah, Ronald McDonald already came through," and I went, "Ronald McDonald came through? Yeah, right, yeah." And I didn't think anything about it. And I said, "Oh, okay, they're going to put Ronald on the flight with us." Okay, and then just forgot about it because so many people wanted to talk. And I go up to the pilot lounge, and I didn't get a word in edgewise, and I was talking to people left and right. So we go to leave Houston, and I go, "Okay." And my stepdaughter was standing in the cockpit door just before they closed the front door of the airplane. And I was convinced that my stepdaughter was standing there trying to distract me so that they could sneak Ronald on board. So I stood up and got right in her face to try to look so they couldn't sneak Ronald on board, and Ronald didn't get on board. And Ronald and I are close friends, so I'm looking, and he didn't get on board. I go, "Well, that's baloney. He wasn't really here. They were just pulling my chain." So I get in the airplane, I don't think about it, and I fly all the way to New Orleans. We come around the corner in New Orleans to the gate, fly in the Spirit of Hope Ronald McDonald House airplane, and there's Ronald McDonald standing on the tug direct in the sand, and there's half the board of the Houston Ronald McDonald House and half the board of the Dallas Ronald McDonald House standing down there on the ramp with Ann Hancock. So they all climb on the plane to go back to Houston for my retirement. Mm-hmm. And Ronald McDonald climbs on board and rides back with us, my mom and my dad. And we go back to Houston, I guess. And I guess the other funny part I have to tell people the story is that my son, who started at Southwest yesterday, is a flight ops intern. I would not let them ride my retirement flight because they had school, and Dad wouldn't let them out of school and because school is more important. But they could leave school in time to come to the retirement flight returning, so they were there for the return. I didn't see my daughters on the ramp when I came around the corner, but my son was on the tug directing me in. And I tell the new pilots this, when you're coming into the water shooting up over your airplane, and so I look over my left shoulder to see, make sure the left wing is clear, and I can't see anything because the water's blocking the window. And I looked over at the first officer, Miranda Wagar Owens, and I said, can you see anything? And she goes, I can't see anything over here either. And you can't clear the wings because you can't see out of the side windows. I guess, and that's where the point was, I looked up at the guy on the tug because I said, well, if the guy on the tug is not panicking, then I'm okay. And I looked up, and it was my son, Kent, and I went, he's not looking at the wing test. And luckily, I looked down at the ramp, and the ramp soup was standing right at the foot of the tug next to Kent. And I knew he was not panicking, so I knew the wings were clear when I saw the ramp soup standing right next to him, so we came on into the gate. But then I didn't see my daughters anywhere, and the reason my daughters were nowhere to be seen because they were in the fire truck shooting the water.
They were.
Anyway, so it was quite eventful that they surprised me with Ronald McDonald at my retirement flight. Not only Ronald McDonald himself, but with the Ronald McDonald airplane. And of course, 4 years ago, I finally accused Annie Hancock of doing it. And Annie Hancock looked at me and she shook her head and he goes, nope, it wasn't me. It came from higher than that. Colleen. So thank you, Colleen Barrett. And Herb, I know he's in there somewhere.
Well, that does it for this episode. Red Belly Radio is a trademark of the Southwest Airlines Company. This episode is copyrighted 2010. Captain Dick East has indicated that we have come to the conclusion of this podcast. Please turn off and stow all portable electronic devices.